Hey everyone, welcome back to the Rothman PPC podcast. Thanks for being here. I'm recording this episode on Friday, November 17th, 2023. And I want to start off this episode with a quote that sits on my desk. It's a quote from Charlie Munger, and I'll read it right now. Spend each day trying to be a little wiser than you were when you woke up. That's by Charlie Munger. And I try to take that attitude and that outlook to Google Ads. I've been doing this for so long. I've seen so many scenarios, built up so many reps that I feel very, very good about my current skill set. However, I want to continue to evolve, continue to get better. And I think the Rothman PPC podcast can serve as a vehicle for that as I talk Google Ads. There's so much going on with Google Ads. There's so many things I'm seeing, and there's so many lessons that I'm learning that I thought this podcast would be a great way to reflect on those lessons and both sear them in and also kind of make a catalog of them, if you will. So with that said, that's what I'm going to do with the podcast here. And today's episode, we're going to talk about the importance of checking your conversion tracking. I'll give you kind of the scenario where this came about, and then we'll get into the particulars. So I've got a client who runs a service business it's a local business. It's in a major metro, and we've been crushing it on Google Ads. I refer to his account as like a very built up account. It's like the exact kind of account that a business owner should log into Google Ads and see inside of their Google Ads. Like this list of campaigns, what we're doing with it, the metrics that come in, it's built up, and we're working with what we have. Like we're working with their website, we're working with their assets and the searches people do for this service. And we're doing as much as we can, and we're doing a lot of different things. And that's the biggest thing I love about this account is it's built up, and we're doing a lot of different things. So we've got exact match keywords going where people are searching for this exact service. We've got broad match keywords going that are working great with maximized conversions with the target CPA in there. We've got some beautiful exact and phrase match keywords on what I call wide keywords or research keywords, where people aren't necessarily searching for a company for this exact service, but they're searching for terms that show they have a problem and could use a company for this exact service. And some of those people actually do have that meaning behind their search, or they are open to that. Some people aren't. But with our bidding strategy and our conversion data, we're able to get the results we want out of that kind of campaign, still knowing that some of that traffic wouldn't ever want to hire a company to help them with this problem. Some of the traffic does in that wider research campaign, and even that works in this account, which is awesome. And then, of course, we have remarketing going, and then we have Performance Max going really, really strong. So awesome results. And we've been building it up. And a few weeks ago, the client came to me and said, hey, we're going into our slower season. I want to see if we can get the spend down. I said, okay, you know, let's do it. Let's see if we can get your spend down, but keep your leads somewhat up and not have the leads go down as proportional as the spend goes down during this slower time of the year. So he wanted to try that. So we'll try it. So my main move with that was to lower the cost per conversion bidding, lower the target CPA, and see if we could get that down a little bit. So I did that. We gather some data, time goes on. And then when I look at the account after this change, wow, the volume totally dropped off. And it dropped off way more than I thought it would drop off due to this lower conversion target CPA. And the reason I say that is because in the past, we had done this lower target CPA, and that's where we were with our goal in the past. And the volume was much higher than it had come in after this change. And that was concerning. And so because we made that change with the max conversion target CPA, my mindset was to go look at that and think that might be the problem in terms of why volume dropped so much. And that was, that ended up being off. And that's the lesson here. Even though that would have been like the most likely problem, because the volume dropped off so much, I was open to other situations. And one of the situations I looked for was, okay, we're doing a lot of maximized conversion bidding. That's, of course, very dependent on the conversion data that you feed it. Is there a problem with the conversions? And after looking at the cost per conversion bidding and after ruling out a bunch of things, I finally had that idea. I was like, oh, is it a conversion tracking issue? Of course, that's what it ended up being. And so that's the lesson. Check your conversion tracking and check it early. So when you have a big drop off in traffic, especially when you're doing maximized conversion bidding, I think one of the potential likely problems that could be causing that could be a change in the conversion tracking, and you could say like conversion tracking falling off. And that's what it ended up being in this case. So I go to tools and settings, I go to conversions, and I look at the two main conversions we're tracking. One of them still has that status column that says active and the conversions are coming in. Okay, that's fine. The other one, which makes up a huge percent of the overall conversions, I see a yellow, needs attention. And then I see a tag inactive. And then it tells me some particulars there, which we'll get into a minute here. But that's the lesson. Check your conversion tracking. And this massive drop in traffic that this client and advertiser experienced, even though they experienced it right around the time we changed the conversion bid down, I think with almost certainty it's because of this drop in conversion tracking that's causing the problem. And we'll talk about why, but that's the lesson I want to sear in here for myself is when there's a drop in volume and it's like a if and thing. If there's a drop in volume and you're doing maximized conversion bidding, then check your conversion tracking. And one of the beautiful things about the conversion tracking page is we have this status column, and a green status is beautiful. That means it's active and running, or at least the problems that status column looks for. It doesn't see any, and it's active and running. And then inactive, I'm highlighting that there. It says unverified conversion, and it says this is on a different conversion we haven't used. We haven't verified your tag yet. So what I've seen with the inactive status is that's when you create a conversion action, and then you send the code to the website person, and then you tell them to add the code to the site, and they haven't added it yet. And Google has never seen this code on this site. That's when it's an unverified conversion and they haven't verified your tag yet. But the one thing to keep in mind there is that it says it takes up to 3 hours after someone visits your page containing the tag. So if you put a tag on a page, it says you can speed this up by going to visit the page to trigger the tag to show. So like if you put a thank you tag on a thank you page, go to that thank you page so Google can see someone seeing that tag and verify it. So that's how to get rid of the inactive status. And then there's this middle ground, the yellow, which needs attention. And if you hover over that, it'll give you a status there. And in this case, it says tag inactive. And it will tell you the last time it both recorded a conversion and then the last time it saw the tag. So that's what's going on with this. And in this advertiser's case, and now we can move into a bit of a discussion about maximized conversion bidding. I wrote here, maximized conversion bidding is sensitive and powerful. So we'll talk about powerful in a minute with AI. But with sensitive, like if you're doing a manual bid and you put in $5 and then you bid, you change your bid from 5 to 15, and let's say the market cost per click to show up in the top 80% of the time is like $6, and you go from 5 to 10, that's a sensitive change. Like that's a change that's going to cause changes. That's an adjustment that's going to cause changes. The manual bidding will be sensitive to a $10 change from $5 when the market cost is $6. That's a sensitive change. Now, on the maximized conversion bidding, what I mean by sensitive is maximized conversions bidding, it bids based on the conversion data that you feed it. And it is sensitive to that because it's powerful. And if you tell it, get me $150 cost per conversion, and it's tracking two big conversions that make up most of the conversions, and it's getting $150 cost per conversion, and then all of a sudden, one of those two drops off the site, and it's not able to see conversions anymore for one of the two, and your conversions go down by half, and your cost per conversion goes up by 100% and doubles, then what's going to happen with that maximized conversion bidding is it's going to go, oh, well, we don't know that this is the system talking. Like the system doesn't know that a conversion action fell off the site. All it sees is the conversion column. And it goes, oh, the conversions are down by half. The cost per lead is up by double. And your $150 cost per conversion that we were getting you is now $300. And so we have to, again, the maximized conversion AI saying, we have to get that back down to 150 because that's the goal we've been instructed to hit if you put a target CPA in there of 150. And then what'll happen is it'll either drive traffic away from keywords that are now at a 300 or higher than 150 and drive them more towards keywords that have a less than or equal to $150 cost per conversion. And if none of them do, because your conversion tracking fell off, half of the conversions fell off, and you're not able to get a $150 lead from anything anymore, then it's going to really slow down the volume. It's not going to show you as much because it's going to have to lower the bid because the conversion rate went way down. And if you lower the bid too much, you get slowed down. And all it can do is just look at that conversion column and adjust off that. So if you feed it bad data, and in this case, a conversion action falling off the site, that is bad data. You're going to have a problem. And in this case, the problem was volume just tanked. So, and in this case, it didn't go to zero, but it went down a lot. It went down a lot. Like I'm just looking on a random day. Well, it doesn't matter, but it went down a lot. And the reason it didn't go to zero is because some of the keywords are so strong and convert at such a high rate that even with a much lower conversion rate, because you're only getting half of the conversions reported now, it still was able to run enough and get $150 cost per lead. Maybe it had to lower bids on some of those keywords, but maybe there was room to lower. But a big chunk of the traffic that takes both of the conversions being reported to be able to report an overall conversion cost per conversion of $150, a lot of them just couldn't stay competitive if we were only feeding it half the conversion data and the volume really tanked. And so I'm glad I caught that, but I wish I would have caught that instantly as opposed to the time I spent trying to figure out if it was the change in the maximized conversion bidding that slowed it down earlier and kind of doing guesswork there as opposed to, oh no, the conversion action fell off. We have a problem. So that would have saved me time, and it also just would have been more accurate to the problem, and I like accuracy. So I guess I have an if and statement, like I said, about maximized conversion data. Maximized conversion bidding. If you're doing maximized conversion bidding and your volume drops, check your conversion tracking status. That's the lesson here. And again, conversions, tools and setting, conversions, and then the status column, and then needs attention, inactive, and that sort of thing. So that's the lesson. And I mean, this is not part of it, but I just want to go into this a little bit, just for a minute, about maximized conversion bidding. Very powerful. We are in the world of AI, and I just, when I'm talking to advertisers, sometimes I'll be talking about maximized conversions, and I just always want to convey to them, when we feed it good information, in a lot of cases, it's very, very powerful and effective. And I was just looking at the help doc page, and a couple things caught my eye about AI. It says maximize conversions uses Google's AI to set bids to help you get the most conversions for your campaign while spending your budget. It uses advanced AI to optimize bids and offer auction time bidding capabilities that tailor bids for every auction. And that's a big powerful thing, is that the bids are changing at the auction level to maximize the conversions for each and every, maximize the bid to maximize the conversions for each and every search. I think we'll be talking about maximize conversions a lot over time with these episodes, but I think I'll leave it there today. But the main lesson, if you're running maximized conversion bidding and you have a big drop in volume, check your conversion tracking status on the conversions page. And that's it for today's episode. Thank you for listening, and thank you for sharing the show, and I will see you soon. Thanks.